Item 8. From the Supervisor of the 16th District and the Director, Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, providing an informational verbal update on a proposal to relocate the General Douglas MacArthur statue from MacArthur Square to Veterans Park on the lakefront. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
While this is informational, I know you've taken a leadership role in this, John, so we thought we'd afford you the opportunity of describing the project to folks.
Thank you, and I apologize for the committee. I had to step off for a second. Excuse me. What you have before you is a proposal that, in conjunction with what we are describing as the MacArthur Week that will take place in June of 2014, a week celebrating the achievements of not only Douglas MacArthur, but the entire MacArthur family and what they've meant to Wisconsin and to the country. There will be dignitaries coming from all over the world, specifically from countries like Japan, the Philippines, Australia, New Zealand, that will come and celebrate, like I said, everything that General MacArthur has contributed to our country. And in that effort to, with that renewed emphasis on the MacArthur family, we, myself, along with other veterans groups, have come to the conclusion that the best place for the MacArthur statue at this time really isn't MacArthur Square with its conditions and plans for renovations, that it would make more sense if we relocated the statue down to Veterans Park on the lakefront. It's an area just adjacent to the Vietnam War Memorial that's there and a section of the three flagpoles. So it creates a very nice venue, and it will be quite an improvement for the different activities that will go on with the MacArthur Week. The move will be at no cost to Milwaukee County, and will be taken up. The cost will be taken up by a couple corporate donors, along with different veterans groups. So that's what we have.
That's the summary. The question, Supervisor Rainey.
Supervisor Weishaupt, could you please share with us the significance of General Douglas MacArthur as it relates to Milwaukee and why Milwaukee has been chosen as a location for this celebration?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Supervisor, Douglas MacArthur, his family has been a long-time Wisconsin family. In fact, I believe it was Arthur MacArthur, his father, won the Medal of Honor. Douglas MacArthur was entered the military service and went on to West Point from Milwaukee. In fact, his appointment came from a Milwaukee congressman at the time. And he has, throughout his career, come back to Milwaukee and Wisconsin. And like I said, when you look at the history from basically 1840 on forward, the MacArthur family has been quite significant in the area.
I believe there's a plaque at the Plankington Hotel.
That's correct, or what used to be the...
And I believe that General MacArthur listed that as his residential address during his time in the military.
Yes, and when you look at this is a person who basically sat down and wrote the Japanese Constitution. Actually, the MacArthur Week, which is also being co-hosted by Marquette University, sees that a lot of things that they accomplished in the 1940s and 50s in the Pacific, that there are actually some things that could be transferred to today in the Middle East and how we deal with the emerging democracies of the Middle East and Southwest Asia.
I just on a personal note, I have a very good friend who spent 25 years, he and his wife, in Japan, and was most impressed in the correspondence we shared with the reverence in which General MacArthur is held by the Japanese people today as one of the absolute founding fathers of their country. I think we can expect some additional tourism, particularly from Japan, to be visiting this site. Indeed. Are there further questions by committee members? Supervisor Alexander?
I'll move approval.
We have a motion to approve.
information
item? I'm sorry. Oh. This is an informational item and will be back before us, I'm sure. But you are working closely with the Parks Department on citing this. And, Mr. Keegan, do you have any comment?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, I have spoken with one gentleman with the group. They're supposedly going to get me some information. We have no ability to comment because we haven't been provided anything by them, but hopefully we see something later this week.
Very good.
Right. You're very familiar with former County Supervisor Chaz Mulcahy is one of the veterans that is spearheading the effort. Unfortunately, he's out of town until February 5th, and once he returns, then they'll be sitting down and mapping out that agreement so that we can present that detailed plan to the county board.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you much for that status report. Item number 17, please.